Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local here on The Rock right now. I'm talking with a band I've been playing. They were the band of the week a couple weeks back. Beautiful Freaks. Welcome to the show, you fucking beautiful freaks.
Hello.
Thank you.
Welcome to The Rock.
Amazing. Ow. I love it. That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming up. Introduce yourself. What's your name or your character name or however you want to introduce yourself? Real name, fake name, whatever it is.
My name is Syrah. My pronouns are she, it.
Okay.
Don't you forget it.
I'm Peter. You can also call me the one and only wizard.
There we go.
I am Meg Hall, and I am the only other wizard.
So
damn. I'm James. I'm here.
Sounds good. Right
so
on.
So true.
Beautiful freaks.
I can't
freaks.
Really call out the wizard.
Yeah, well, because you said you're the only other wizard.
Other wizard,
and so you can't claim to be a wizard.
Right.
So you guys have an ice cream coming out. You guys have some shows coming out. You're going to be recording something at the Vera. It's a lot of exciting things. You have your own freaking music festival you guys are going to be putting on. You guys are going to be playing Fisherman's Village. We'll get to all that, but we need the backstory on Beautiful Freaks, okay? What's the origin story of the freaks?
Well,
jump in, whoever wants to do it.
We met together in middle school, Peter and I.
Cool.
And then we were in a basement, and we were listening to The Rock!
Nice.
On a alarm clock.
Okay.
It was pretty great. And I sucked at guitar. I was trying to teach myself how to play guitar. And Peter was awesome at drums and had a band called Center for Mind Control that
nice.
I joined.
Yeah, and, you know, I was awesome at drums and that I had been playing, you know, a year on you. But yeah, we've basically been playing music together unbroken since we were kids, James and I.
That's amazing.
And, it was casual for a couple years and then we were, hey, we're getting pretty good at this. And then around 2016, we were about to start college and we said, you know what, let's actually record something worthwhile and book some shows and do the band thing for real.
Let's go.
That's kind of where it took off from in its actual incarnation.
What college?
Western Washington University.
Let's go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
Woo. That's awesome. Did you guys do the radio station up there?
Yeah.
Were you guys on the air?
I interned there for my first quarter.
Okay.
And so I did the whole Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And
Edmund, yeah.
Music for the Masses, I think?
Yes, Music for the Masses.
Yeah. So that was very fun.
That's awesome.
And then I got too busy.
Oh,
I had to get another coffee shop job.
You Fair know enough. Goes. Which coffee shop?
Underground Coffee House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I started booking the Underground Coffee House later. But that's
awesome.
Another story.
How did everyone else join the fold?
I saw Beautiful Freaks at a show at the Karate Church or maybe Alternative Library up in Bellingham. And I was like, what the hell is this? And then somehow a few months later, I end up in the band playing a little clarinet. In the brass section that used to be in this band. And then we're here now in 2023. I do lead vocals, a lot of extreme vocals, and it's the best part.
Amazing. And how about you?
I do like solo stuff as well, and like we had like kind of know. I don't even know. Megan James did sound at Cafe Racer, and I was in some bands that played there, so I kind of got to know them. I guess Meg didn't do sound, but you know, but like I got to know both of them, and so I was familiar with the band and stuff. And we both happened to play shows like literally right next door to each other.
Yeah,
so we checked out some of our stuff. And
didn't you have a connection to Peter from Drumline too?
Oh yeah, yeah, Peter and Oh yeah, yeah, Peter and I have known each other for like forever because we had All City in high school.
Our friend, one of the OG bassists of Beautiful Freaks, Tony LaFave, was also really tight with Syrah Bat when they were homies. And now Tony might be playing with us again.
Long story short, we've just all been doing music for years and years, orbiting each other, and eventually kind of hits a critical mass, and we just got to make it a band.
Let's go. That's awesome. Okay, so are you guys a Bellingham?
No.
We got to,
because I was going to say, did you guys drive 2 hours for this?
No.
We're all Seattle, Seattle to now. Bellingham to Seattle band.
Okay. Sound though.
Okay.
I'm just Seattle.
I know. That's just me. Yeah,
75% majority.
Okay.
We were based out of Bellingham for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And relocated to Seattle about a year and a half ago.
Cool. Okay. So.
2.5 years.
Navigating the pandemic. How did that work for y'all? How'd you guys manage?
We recorded a lot of music and shuffled through a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we're sitting now on like 20 plus tracks.
Wow.
That we need to release. We've been having a lot of fun playing shows, connecting with our fans, and just kind of creating that space.
That's awesome.
So now we have a lot of content coming up. We've been finally saying we got to get these songs out. So that's been why we were doing a lot of live video sessions coming up.
Yeah.
We have a total of 3 separate live video sessions, all with separate songs on them. And we're also dropping a lot of singles. So getting all that backlog out so we can actually get to the good stuff that we're writing as a band in the same room together, which has been a huge relief, because demoing separately is hard. And I think, like, obviously, Syrah, you get it. Like, you have a whole solo project of that. It's it's brutal trying to get that out.
What's your solo project?
It's just my name, Syrah Wirth.
Okay.
It's amazing.
W-I-R-T-H.
All right. Look it up. Look it up. So again, let's tease the things let's mention the things that I teased at the beginning. On 420, you're going to have a big appetite. So you can go down to Full Tilt. Is this the one in White Center?
Yep.
That's the one.
The White Center, Full Tilt, on 420, April 20th, for Swiss Family Marzipan. Marzipan to kind of celebrate the song Swiss Family Manson. We got Beautiful Freaks with their own ice cream, and this is a collaboration. So Full Tilt has been so supportive of musical artists in Seattle for so long. You guys are on the lineage of musicians to get your own freaking ice cream. Congratulations. It's going to be awesome.
We'll always remember Ghetto Space Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Such a good flavor name.
Are you guys excited to eat your own ice cream?
It sounds so good. I love marzipan, so I'm like really, really excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
I just remember telling my siblings, you know, my siblings are elementary school aged.
Yeah.
And I told them, I'm making an ice cream flavor with my band. And they were blown away. They're like, what?
No, I didn't even know that was a possibility.
And it's like, it's.
Move over being on the radio, move over having a live footage.
I honestly kind of feel that way because it's like a local ice cream spot.
Exactly.
So it's like,
absolutely.
Community has always been such an important part to us. So getting to get featured on like this radio station that we've been listening to since we were kids, getting like an ice cream flavor that is at the shop it's just kind of unreal to be like, we're full circle.
Absolutely. And then a month after that, you're going to be playing Fisherman's Village from Music Festival.
Fisherman's Village.
That's
awesome. We're going to tear it up.
One of the best venues in Western Washington, the Lucky Dime.
Yep, up in Everett.
Lovely place. So
up in Everett. Yep. And then a Sonic Sludge session is going to be filmed soon at the Vera Project. You guys are going to be performing some of those songs that you mentioned, right?
Yeah, we're going to. Well, for Sonic Sludge, I think we actually might be doing some new ones that aren't released. And we'll probably do Cynic for that one.
Cool.
We'll probably do Cynic. We'll probably do Crocodile. So at least have those ones. And there's another session that's a maybe That's a maybe right now. We're crossing our fingers. If you're listening, crossing our fingers.
Crossing them.
that we'll do Swiss for if we get it. So, yeah.
Awesome. And then you guys got Loud and Proud Fest. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah. So we're putting on a festival because we want a festival for all the messy queer people.
All the freakiest bitches in Seattle.
The beautiful, you're valid.
Not just the beautiful freaks, the messy freaks too.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. They can all come by, beautiful, ugly, whoever, you know, all the freaks.
I love it.
Honestly, I'm here for the queens that are showing up with spear makeup, that are a mess. I think they're amazing. And, you know, not everything's going to be RuPaul's Drag Race.
Let's go.
Real. So, you know, we're putting on our own festival for all the weirdest, heaviest, queerest bands out there. It's going to be Loud and Proud.
Love
Enough
it.
Enough said. And cool. It's likely going to be at the Vera.
Okay.
So all ages.
I love it. All right. Well, let's go into a song. We're going into a song called Cynic by Beautiful Freaks. This has been featured on Loud and Local. Anyone want to tell me about Cynic?
Ooh.
Is there anyone out there?
Is there anyone?
That's what I know about that one.
We're just reciting the song. You're going to hear it.
We can just jump right into it if you'd rather the music speak for itself. You want to just do that?
I think it speak for itself.
All right, it's Cynic by Beautiful Freaks here on Loud and Local.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That was Cynic, Beautiful Freaks. You can catch them at the Ice Cream Flavor Full Tilt Celebration Party, April 20th in White River at White Center. You can be playing at White River Amphitheater, right?
You weren't supposed to announce that. Right? And, opening up for the Dave Matthews Band. Yeah.
We could be so lucky.
Full Tilt. You can catch them May 20th at Fisherman's Village or their festival in June, Loud and Proud Fest. More details to come. But you kind of talked about the messy and the makeup and all of that. So I wanted to ask about your makeup. You guys often have, very loud, proud, awesome makeup. I've seen, on your albums and your videos and your live performances. Tell me a bit about the origin of the makeup,
This past year, we've been doing a lot of clowning around. And it's been an incredible experience. And, our skin might be screaming a little bit, but it's worth it. And, I'm really down to clown, but I think that we're done clowning around and it's time to get to business. sleazy businessman business.
I think we've always parodied different gender tropes and just in general, kind of the more extremities of self-expression. And I feel like with clowns, right? I always have been more into mimes, to be honest, mimes, like clowns, mimes, like they're always very expressive. And I feel like the album art is part of why we did this. It was literally Meg's best friend from childhood just had this amazing picture. Mm-hmm. And B did our last album as well, yeah. The Cameo Artist cover. And I feel like the emotion of just like a sad clown or a sad mime is so like, it just like cuts to the core of our presentation of ourself and our internal dialogue being like still so shielded, you know? And I feel like we've always kind of been parodying that. Our KXP performance, like the outfits entirely.
Our outfits were nonsense.
Well, that was the whole point though. I mean, like Dylan, Meg's brother, was in full lederhosen. Mm-hmm. I looked like a disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, our beloved guitarist, he was out here with this, like, was it Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew tie and like a...
Some
emo pants, some Warped Tour era. Mm-hmm.
I think it does a lot for the performance. You know, for me personally anyway, like, I go on stage knowing I'm about to exert myself physically, mm-hmm. like, to exhaustion. I'm going to play mm-hmm. as hard as I can. And I don't want to, you know, have to worry about, like, oh, do I look cool? Do I look good?
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm wearing clown makeup.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm yeah. in that headspace. I'm here for the show. I'm here for this performance. It kind of feels like, you know, I'm wearing my mask, right? Yeah. It kind of feels like I'm on stage.
Honestly, dressing grungy, too, sometimes we do that as a joke. Like, literally part of the joke is like, oh, we're just going to look like shit tonight. Because people literally, like, try and base their aesthetics on trying to dress like they look like. And it's to the point now where it's like, that's, in my opinion, it's really corny. Mm-hmm. And so I love occasionally just leaning into it so hard
yeah.
that it's like evident that we're actively yeah. kind of making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think funny. That I always have good fun. And I hope that actually doesn't like make anybody mad. But it's like, I just think it's funny. You
yeah.
know, like it's all been done before. It's okay.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question, if you were to get an offer, being that you wear clown makeup, if you were to get an offer from Insane Clown Posse to come out
yes.
and
yeah.
play Gathering of the Juggalos, yes. would you do it?
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Oh, my God. 100%.
ICP, please, also, please.
Like, I know Meg said we're done with the clown thing, but that doesn't mean we won't bust it out.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
just not going to say anything about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're just going to show up. And the thing is that some of our fans are going to keep doing the clown stuff.
Yeah,
and honestly,
been doing
go
it for years.
It.
So.
Yeah, we were kind of following their lead. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's like we're big Garden fans, and so people have been recently asking, like, oh my God, you can look. And I had a student that I was teaching be like, no, they're more jesters. And so it was really funny. They were like, I saw your picture, but you're like clowns. They're like jesters.
Very different.
And I didn't realize that, like 11-year-old kids, you know, were making the distinguishment. of clown versus jester.
No, they're more of a harlequin.
Yeah,
exactly. So specific.
That's awesome. Okay, so you guys play around awesome venues. What are some of your favorites here in Seattle? What are some of your favorite? What would you call like home base for y'all?
Cherry Pit.
Yeah, home base for us is
Lucky
Easy
Dime,
Street.
Easy Street, Animal House.
Awesome.
Best venues.
I also want to toss in the Vera Project.
I love the Vera Project.
I was about to fight you, Meg. I work at the Vera.
Oh, do you?
And we recorded our first ever demo that you will never hear when we were 13 there.
Just saved up birthday money.
But I mowed lawns.
Oh, yeah.
I literally, I've always been on that grind set. Like, I literally, my parents gave me a staple gun and made me buy ink. Stapled up around, and I saved up like $200. I think it was Jeff way back then from the Vera that recorded us for like 6 hours.
That's amazing.
Just quick push through. And now I teach live audio there.
That's awesome.
So it's really, really cool to be involved with that.
Shout out to Jason Clackley.
Yeah.
So being that this is a Northwest centric show, loud and local,
mm-hmm.
what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
And it could be
Black. Okay. Black Hens to start. Okay.
Flesh Produce. Those are some current bands.
Cool. So. And this could be, you know, of all time or current. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say of all the Seattle grunge bands, I just want to already throw this out. And I know some people are going to cringe when I say grunge, but I'm sorry. Alice in Chains is the most goated.
Oh, Alice in Chains is great.
I think Nirvana is the most goated. You can fight me. I don't give a hoot.
I mean, you're like, you're right. I know. You say this to other massive Nirvana fans, obviously, but like, I've been listening to some Alice in Chains again, and I just love how slow they play it.
Mm. I'm probably the biggest fan in the world of the Presidents of the United States of America. They're like my favorite band.
Are you a Casper Baby Pants guy?
I am. And you know, I teach little kids. I teach like foreign general music,
awesome.
And I pull out both. I pull out some Casper. I pull out some Presidents.
That's cool.
Oh, I also want to give a shout out to the U-Men and give a shout out to Malfunction. Right there, I gotta give a shout out.
Oh yeah,
so a couple. Well, okay, but Danny moved away. Danny went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Smith,
and Danny Denial, they're fantastic.
Rip. Those everyone in that crew really welcomed us into the scene when we were really just 20-year-olds that are trying our best, and I will forever be grateful.
Sure,
yeah,
to them. And my gosh, Do Normal also moved away from Seattle, which is so sad.
Good for them, though.
Also, Zucrot.
Zucrot.
Shout out Zucrot.
Awesome. Okay, new question. First band or artist, musician that you fell in love with as a kid that made a connection?
Beatles.
Radiohead.
Radiohead? Okay. Yeah. Beatles, Radiohead.
You know, some kids, they have to put on Barney over and over again or a Disney movie. I was the kid always begging my dad to put on the Primus DVD, wow. Animals Should Not Act Like People.
Okay.
I still am, but I was obsessed with Primus as a kid and to this day. That's one of my amazing. Favorite bands in the world.
Awesome.
Neither of my parents are musical, but I remember going to Easy Street and loitering there a lot. And my first three CDs that I got were... We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll, the awesome. Compilation Black Sabbath CD.
Incredible.
And then immediately went down the nu metal pipeline. Immediately. Yes. Follow the Leader and self-titled OG.
There we go.
So, you know.
There's a bit of a nu metal revival.
I know.
Oh,
it's
oh
it.
Yeah.
Thank
oh, yeah.
God.
So my thing is like, you know, being that I'm a little bit older than y'all, there was a time where nu metal was like, it was like a pejorative. It was like a bad word, mm-hmm. right? You now people fully embrace it.
You know what's
it.
So oh, yeah. funny I about people it. Saying that is pejorative, so though? They were always selling so many records.
It's true. It's
and
true.
So I think when it comes to like nu metal becoming like not cool or whatever, it was more journalism.
True.
Because people weren't selling clicks on giving praise to nu metal. They were selling clicks on trashing on it. And I feel like what's kind of unfortunate is that there was like, actually like a wide diverse like influence of like different bands from nu metal. And I mean, when you look back to like the like start of it, it's like really starts with like Body Count,
sure,
like Cop Killer and stuff.
Oh,
like
sure.
And
Faith
like,
No More too,
yeah. And like I think what's interesting
Cypress
is
Hill,
that
probably.
Nu sure, metal why not? The part of the problem with it is that it's like such a hit or miss.
Sure.
Because it's drawing from so many influences. So some of the nu metal bands will have like total banger of a track, and then they try and do a totally different genre.
Yeah,
and then it sounds a little whack.
Do you remember Methods of Mayhem? Tommy Lee, yeah, Tommy Lee's project.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I know.
I miss Motley Crue. I mean, I know so many like obscure one hit wonder or not even one hit wonder. I was surprised that Mudvayne's coming to town with Coal Chamber, dude. That is going to be
that sounds TBT amazing.
Mudvayne with Coal Chamber and Gwar,
dude. What?
Yeah, and Nonpoint.
There's going to be a lot of blood
and
in
butcher
that
babies.
Show.
Yeah, oh it's this God. Summer, August.
I think, wow. See, I think the mix of like more modern metal coming in with nu metal has been really interesting too.
Totally.
Like seeing Spirit Box come up from just up north
yep.
a little bit
yep.
has been really, really cool. Yep. And I love what they're combining in with their production.
Totally.
They're definitely like a lot different than what we're doing, just in that they're like, you know, they're on the fancy, you know, DSP laptop guitar
for sure,
tones
for
and
sure.
stuff.
I think also, like when it comes to nu metal's reputation, I think, you know, we were young when it was getting shot on all the time, right?
Yeah.
But what I had like my older brother, and yeah. I would get his hand-me-down JNCO jeans and Korn CDs, and that was the coolest thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess maybe we missed the era of it's bad rap. Mm-hmm. To us, it was like, oh, it's like, wow, look at that.
Being someone that had the 32-inch bottom JNCO pants
yeah.
with the like graffiti on the back of them, it is wild. I went up to the Alderwood Mall. And I went to a mall and I was just walking around and there were people rocking, you know, JNCOs and like
Nature's
they looked
healing.
Like they were new
I think
metal
Doja
again.
Cat is
cool. teens.
I yeah. think cool. I think Doja Cat's going to save metal because Doja Cat wants to do apparently like a straight up like new metal album.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. no, this got to be a joke. And then I was like, no, Doja's actually doing that. I'm like, please, let's do it. Our buddies that we played with in L.A., Fusion Babies.
They're like right. crazy, like metalcore punk.
And they're just like hanging out with Doja
and they're
Cat.
They just randomly dropped some photos with Doja, and it's like, what
that's
is
crazy.
Happening
my,
here?
My friend's band, Dead Heat, they're like a thrash band in LA.
Hype.
They did a video with Lil Uzi Vert.
No way!
Yeah, they just did a video with him. Like, they were his backing band.
I mean,
so
it's only
like,
natural, though, with the progression of like emo rap, which
yep.
is like the
yeah.
whole new thing. And honestly, again, I'm, but like the indie rock stuff, I can't with it anymore. It literally all sounds the same to me. And I think it happens. Like nu metal ran into this too.
Yeah. The bubble's gonna pop, and it's gonna be soon,
yeah.
and that's okay.
And heavy music is gonna be on the rise.
People are upset, mm-hmm. especially the kids are upset. That's been something that's been really interesting about our fan base is that like we spent all of our teens and very early 20s. Like I'm 25 now. trying really hard to get the appreciation of like older people in the scene, and just in general like an older audience. And then we like hit post-pandemic when, you know, we're coming into our mid-20s, all of us, and like our audience is like all high schoolers and like basically people under the age of like 25.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see that like side of our audience grow so much.
They want weird, heavy stuff. They want something different, and they're really hungry for it.
And we've been doing this for a minute, but it's like the whole scene is coming up a lot more heavier in general. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think it was really cool pre-pandemic to play with bands like Flesh Produce, you know, and Black Ends, and like kind of get to be a part of like a small subset of the Seattle scene that was building what would become a lot bigger. And then to watch us all come out of the pandemic and just like, everyone's like getting a lot more traction.
Yeah.
Now, and I mean, especially Black Ends, obviously, like going to Europe in a week.
I just saw they were on Alternative Press. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on Alternative Press.
I like, didn't see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
they're getting some love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when it comes down to it, you're never going to be loved for trying to ride the trend.
Yeah.
You'll get appreciated later for being the one that took the risk. And I think that that's really showing off with Black Ends. Because I remember when they first started, I remember talking to Nicole and like just being like, hey, I promise, like this is going to mean something. And like I was just talking to Nicole the other day. It's like really funny. Just, you know, now it's cool to like all the weird music.
Yep.
And now it's cool to start a band with all the weird stuff.
Yep.
You know, and people are starting to hop up. And I think it's about to get a lot bigger than any of us like really understand.
I went to an all-ages show sold out at Numo's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was Show Me the Body, Zulu Scowl, and Jesus
Piece.
Like
playing a banjo.
And it was shredded. All different styles of heavy music. The kids loved it. Everyone's wearing freaky makeup, dressing crazy, new metal people, hardcore people, punk people, all genders, all, you know, backgrounds. It was so wonderful.
It's like the Garden with Machine
I felt
Girl.
So old, but it was awesome. Yep. I loved that it was an all-ages show sold out on, like, a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all heavy music. And, like, you guys are right. You know, there's so much energy coming from this. You know, and people were, you know, stuck inside for a long time. So they got a lot of rage. Yeah. To get out and you know, positive release of that frustration.
Yeah, they're still getting pretty slept on by, you know, mainstream media.
Absolutely.
But, it's happening here in Seattle.
Yes, exactly.
You just gotta know where to look. You just gotta pay attention.
You just Cherry gotta pit. Follow all of our stuff and see us post about it and check out our playlist.
True.
I'll probably post a sound clip of this because I absolutely adore this band, but Machine Girl, I got wall slammed at your show in like 2019 in Bellingham with, was it Hers? You were at that.
Mm-hmm.
It was Hers, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hers Collective?
Yeah.
And
it was at Mosh Eisley, I think. And then we saw you again with The Garden. You're just as sick as ever. You'd be a dream band to open for.
They're pretty big now, huh?
They're Machine getting Girl. Really big. They're opening for fucking 100 gigs.
Hear me out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Beautiful Freaks, Machine Girl, Insane Clown Posse. That's all I'm going to say.
No, really. Bible. That would be amazing.
With Korn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mudvayne. Cold Chat. Let's go. New metal. Bring back the Family Values Tour.
Yes.
We're going to go into another song, and this one's called Crocodile. Anyone want to jump?
Talk about this one, mate.
Let's talk about it.
This song is about, this was an angry song I wrote in college about men, and you know, I was very angry and I am still very angry, but now I just like to look at it fondly as a pretty pop song about violence and revenge.
All right, it's Crocodile, Beautiful Freaks here on Loud and Local. Loud and Local here on The Rock. That was Crocodile by Beautiful Freaks. And we're going to play another song from them. But before we do, I need to mention again, on April 20th, Ice Cream Flavor, Swiss Family Marzipan from the song we're about to play. That's going to be releasing at Full Tilt in White Center on April 20th. So 420, you're going to be smoking all day. You're going to want to eat on something. And it's definitely going to be some Beautiful Freaks ice cream. You probably get a taco and a burger. And then you're going to want a dessert. You're going to get really, really hungry for some ice cream. And then May 20th at the Fisherman's Village up in Everett, May 20th. And then Sonic Sludge Session is going to be coming out soon. You're going to be taping that at Vera Project. So keep your eyes on the Vera Project social media, also on the Beautiful Freak social media. And then also follow them for Loud and Proud Fest, celebrating all the awesomeness in the what was the community?
Freaky queer scene.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, if people can't come out to these shows, if, you know, they have prior engagements, they got work, they got kids they got to take care of, what's the best way to support y'all?
Order through our Bandcamp. Order awesome. Some merch from us. Follow us on social media. Keep posted. And, say that you were listening to us before we, sold out and became mega wealthy assholes.
We were on tour with Turnstile, Blink-182,
and Paul McCartney.
And Paramore.
Just spread the word. If you got a goth nephew, tell him about Beautiful Freaks.
Yes.
I'm taking the band name kids. Goth Nephew.
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that.
That is the best band name, Goth Nephew.
Machine Girl Goth Nephew.
Dude, the lineup's crazy. They've got Goth Nephew.
Amazing. Awesome. Okay, so any shout-outs or thank yous?
Shout out Eva Walker for believing in us before anyone else did.
Yeah, she's awesome.
If you know that you've been there for us, you know who you are.
Shout out to all the kids in the pyramid pit. Shout out to all the
seriously.
Kids that do the worm in our pits and do random push-ups and ballerina twirls. Y'all are everything to us. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to my mom and my dad for always having 99.9 KISW on the radio dial and making me just so obsessed with this music and honored today.
You can finally make your parents proud.
Indeed.
Finally. No.
Finally. Now he's on the radio.
Brings out the checklist.
Yeah.
Exactly. And how about you? Any thank yous or shout outs?
I mean, yeah, shout out my parents for just being dope. Shout out to everyone who's been around, all my friends who do music, all my friends in general. Yeah, shout out to all these wonderful people I get to play music with in this band. They're lovely.
Amazing. All right. Since you grew up with KISW, you seem to be very proud about hearing KISW as a child. I'm going to have you be the chief introducer for this last song, okay? For this. So, be as cheesy morning radio host as possible. Think about the most cringy morning zoo radio host you've ever heard. Just wacky, wow, with all the sound effects. and introduce this. So the name of the song, obviously, is Swiss Family Manson, the name of your band, mm-hmm. on KISW, okay? I'm going to turn my mic off now and take my job.
All right, you're listening to KISW. Coming up next, we have Beautiful Freaks. Ding, 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 bong, bong, ping, ching. With their new song, Swiss Family Manson.
Turn it up, rockers.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.